56 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue now. We take a look at verse 189 of Surah Al-A'raf. It's a new ruku. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. It is He who created you from a single soul, وجعل منها زوجها, and made a spouse from there, ليسكن إليها, so that he may find comfort from her. So that he may find comfort from her. We know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam required love and companionship, Allah created his wife, our mother Hawa, from his left rib, and the purpose of her creation was so that, as Allah says, لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, he may find comfort from her. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about this in another famous verse of the Quran al-Kareem, you mentioned in Surah Rum, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجَ, and it is from his signs that he has created spouses for you from your species, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find solace with her, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and he has placed love and mercy between you. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, there are certainly signs therein for people who contemplate. So, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is indicating to us that marriage was necessary right up front. Normally we mention that Adam alayhi salam, even after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created him and placed him in Jannah, and in Jannah, I mean, what don't you have? In Jannah, what don't you have? Then too, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam felt that void. He needed companionship in his life. And this tells us about the nature of a human. The makeup of a human. Human beings cannot live in isolation. Human beings cannot walk the journey of life alone. Human beings need to have companionship, to have some sort of partnership, to have somebody with whom they traverse the ups and downs when it comes to the journey of life. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says it was first Adam alayhi salam, then from there our mother Hawa, and that was the first marriage. It was solemnized in Jannah. The mahar and the dowry was durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what was the purpose? لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, so that he may find comfort from her. And one of the key objectives, one of the fundamental purposes of marriage is that the couple must find comfort and love in each other. There are those marriages that are devoid of this blessing, and the couple then only cause grief and heartache to each other. In order for you to be able to be a source of comfort and love to your spouse, you would have to have a lot of patience. You would have to have a lot of tolerance. You would have to have an accommodating nature. And that's why Islam says that when you're looking for a spouse, obviously looks are important, compatibility is important, those things have their place, but the most important thing should be piety and good character, because that will enable the person to play this role of being a good partner that can provide you with comfort and love. And the big problem in marriage is that instead of us focusing on ourselves and saying, okay, to what extent am I a provider of love and comfort to my spouse, we always look at it from the opposite way around. To what extent does my spouse provide comfort and love for me? So the husband is looking to the wife to do more, and the wife is looking to the husband to do more, and each one feels that the other is lacking and falling short, and as a result, there isn't sufficient love and comfort in the marriage. That's why Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reads that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you receive the marriage proposal of such a person whose piety and character pleases you, then contract the marriage. If you do not so, then great strife and widespread anarchy will reign on earth. You require marriages for the stability of the community, and we see today those communities wherein marriage has become archaic, has become outdated. They put forward all these fanciful arguments that why should we get married? It's just a piece of paper. We are committed to each other. This is my partner. We have been partners for 10 years. But marriage creates that sense of security. It creates that sense of commitment like no other. And that's why you see them walking out one morning just like that, you know, even though they are not married. That sense of commitment that comes with marriage is second to none. And that's why even these people who sometimes live as partners for 10 and 15 years and have 3 or 4 kids, at some point they feel, okay, they're still one step short. They need to formally commit to each other. When you have a marriage, and then you have good and healthy marriages, and from those marriages you have children who are brought up in the kind of conducive environment, then you will have a healthy community and society. Otherwise, an entire generation can become delinquents. Ma'aqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry such women who are loving and able to bear children, for I shall boast about your numbers before the other ummas on the day of Qiyamah. This narration is in Abu Dawood. We shouldn't misunderstand it. It does not mean that marriage is only about procreating. You know, that gives it a very cold kind of feel. That, you know, you're only getting married so that you can be physical, fulfill your desires and make no children. No. But at the same time, you shouldn't go to the other extreme, that the issue of children and furthering the human race, because had it not been for men and women being intimate and physical, how would the human race continue? So Islam is encouraging it, but within a protected environment, not that you go and spread your seed everywhere. And you don't know where you have children and where you don't have children. And not that you, are intimate with a different man every second day. And you don't know who's the father of your kid and who's not. Not like that. A very structured environment, a very noble environment, a very chaste environment via the institution of marriage. So, yes, having children is an important thing and we should not unnecessarily circumvent that. Obviously, I don't want to go into the details of it. It's not the topic under discussion. But when it comes to family planning and that kind of thing, there is room under specific circumstances and to a particular extent. But not that, marriage must only be about partnership and companionship. You have a role towards humanity to further the cause of humanity and to further the cause of the Ummah. Now, the key part here is about that comfort and love within the marriage. And each partner in the marriage, each spouse, both husband and wife, needs to make an effort. This comfort and love just doesn't come all, naturally. To some extent it's there based on your emotions, but in order to get maximum out of it and to give maximum from it, you need to make an effort. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim husband should dislike his Muslim wife, for if he dislikes some trait in her, he should take a liking to another trait. A big problem, a huge problem today in marriages is that what I call the 90-10 syndrome. You're getting 90% of what you want, but you're not getting 10%. And then you look for the 10% in someone else. And you continuously then compare your wife to that person based on the 10%. So, for example, maybe your wife is not as romantic as you would like her to be. So there's another woman in the office who's very romantic, talks in an alluring tone, flashes the eyelids when she's talking to you, is very, very charming in the way she interacts with you. So now all of a sudden you start thinking, hey man, I'm getting a raw deal in life. Look at what's on offer here. Hey, look at what's on offer here. But in reality, what's on offer there is the 10% that you think you lack. And whether it's really an offer or not remains to be seen. I mean, later on, if you have to commit to that woman and she commits to you, then she may end up being just like your wife. Courting is always different to the actual marriage. But let's say that she is more charming, she is more alluring, she is more appreciative of you. But then the other 90% that your wife can give you, the stability in the home, the upbringing of your kids, the maintenance of all your issues, the taking care of your parents. So in life, there may be certain things that you don't like in your spouse, but then look at what you do like. You're never going to get a perfect spouse. There will always be somebody who's prettier or more handsome, somebody who's more affluent and more well-off, somebody who's more educated, somebody who's more lenient, somebody who's more this, who's more that. You're going to try and make it work with what you have. Sure, in certain instances, maybe it's not possible to work. That's why Islam does not say that marriage has to be permanent. Islam does recognize that in certain instances it may not work, but you have to give it your all and you have to try your best. You cannot expect perfection. Your expectations should be realistic.